There is nothing to fear. 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 There is no thing to fear. There is no thing to fear. There is no thing to fear. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to be afraid about. There is nothing to be afraid about. There is nothing to feel afraid about. There is nothing to feel afraid about. There is nothing to feel afraid about. There is nothing to fear. 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 The idea for tonight, for this meditation, there is nothing to fear, merely states a fact. There is nothing to fear. Now, the fact that there is nothing to fear is not a fact to those who believe in illusions. That there is nothing to fear is not a fact to those who believe in their fears. To say that there is nothing to fear is not a fact to those who believe in their fears. But your fears are not facts. Your illusions are not facts. Your illusions are not facts. In truth, there is nothing to fear. In reality, there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. In reality, there is nothing to fear. It's very easy to recognize that there is nothing to fear. It's very easy to recognize that there's nothing to fear. It's very easy to recognize that there is nothing to fear, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult to recognize that there's nothing to fear for those who want their illusions to be true. It's hard to recognize that there's nothing to fear if you want your fears to be true. It's hard to recognize there's nothing to fear if you want your anger to be true. It's hard to recognize that you're safe if you want your anger to be true. So it's difficult to recognize there's nothing to fear if you want your illusions to be true. Now, we need to practice this, and we need to practice it. These exercises are very short, very simple, and very frequent. So we need to do this. It's very simple, it's very short, but you need to do it very frequently. Merely repeat this idea as often as possible. There is nothing to fear. 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 You can use this idea that there's nothing to fear with your eyes open at any time and in any situation. If you've got your eyes open, you can use this idea. It's strongly recommended, however, that you take a minute or so. Take a minute or so whenever possible. Whenever it's possible, take a minute or so. Close your eyes, just like you're doing now, some of you. and repeat the idea slowly to yourself several times. Take a minute or two, close your eyes, and then say the idea to yourself several times. Okay. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. Okay. It's particularly important that you use this idea that there's nothing to fear immediately. Should anything disturb your peace of mind, it's particularly important that you use this idea immediately when something comes up to disturb you. It's particularly important that you use this idea that there's nothing to fear immediately. Should anything disturb your peace of mind, it's particularly important to use the idea that there's nothing to fear immediately. If there's anything that's disturbing your peace of mind, it's particularly important to use this idea immediately. The presence of fear is a sure sign that you are trusting in your own strength. If there's a presence of fear in any situation, if you have a presence of fear in any situation, it's a sign. It's a sign that you are trusting in your own strength. If you feel fear, it means you're just trusting in your own strength separate from love. If you feel afraid in any situation, it means you're trusting in your own strength separate from God. If wherever area of your life that you feel any fear or upset in, that's your sign that you're trusting in your own ego strength. Even having the awareness that there's nothing to fear, just us hearing that tonight, that there's nothing to fear, just having that awareness shows that somewhere in your mind, though not necessarily in the place you recognize it yet, somewhere in your mind, but not necessarily in the part of your mind that you recognize it yet, you have remembered God. The fact that you're even becoming aware that there is nothing to fear shows that somewhere in your mind, and not necessarily in the part of your mind that you recognize, you are coming to remember God. You're beginning to remember the truth. You're beginning to remember love. That's the same as saying, if you're even hearing the thought that there's nothing to fear, it means that you are letting the strength of God take the place of your weakness. You're letting the strength of love take the place of your weakness. If you can just think for a second that there's nothing to fear, it means that you are aware now that somewhere in your mind, even though it may not be in the part of your mind that you recognize, some part of you has remembered the truth. The instant you are willing to do this, the instant you are willing to say to yourself, there is nothing to fear, the instant you're willing to do this, there is indeed nothing to fear. There is 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 nothing to fear. Now, what we are going to do with this meditation, we're going to say it for each other, because we know that our other brothers and sisters in the room may have something that they're using to disturb their peace right now. They may have something in their lives that's frightening them right now. So those of you who feel like doing it aloud, we're going to say it as if it's an answer to whatever is causing any kind of fear in our brother or sister. So those who don't mind saying it with me, we got to remind each other. And let's hear it. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. There is. You mean about the situation I'm going through? Keep on saying it. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing. I mean, even though I have this relationship problem, there is nothing. Just keep saying it. There is nothing. You mean, even though I'm worried about how I'm going to pay my bills, there is nothing to fear. even though I have this illness that I may be really afraid about right now, to fear. Even though I had the mother that I had and the father that I had, even though I might think that I'm not as strong as I should be,